So how was your night last night? I bet it was a hard one. Long, empty, aching. I thought I'd leave you this voicemail so you could know, that I had a great night. That's right. I made myself come. Not once, not twice, but three times. Thinking about what I'm going to do to you. Can't wait to have you over here again. But I think I will. Because it's fun to wait, isn't it? I bet that pussy of yours is just dripping, listening to my voice. We're gonna have a lot of fun. It's Saturday morning. I think you have your yoga class right now. I wonder what you're thinking about as you're stretching, getting all loose and limber. I can imagine that you're trying to clear your head and empty out the thoughts of me, of how much you want to come and how you haven't been able to, haven't been allowed to. I bet it's killing you. I bet these voicemails aren't helping any, are they? So, I was just thinking about what it is I want you to wear when I do decide it's time for you to come over. I can't decide what color I want to see you in. Do I want you to wear something tight and black? Or maybe I want you to wear something short, red, very sexy. Or maybe I want to see you in something, something a little satiny, something lavender. I think that might be perfect. See if you can dig up something like that. Make sure it's clean, ready to go. I'll let you know when. So it's been more than 24 hours now since I sent you home, wanting, aching, needing. Wet, dripping, and thinking of me, eager to get home, tease yourself. It's been a fun 24 hours, hasn't it? Oh. And maybe you're thinking that this is the moment that I'm gonna say, yes, you should come over. I need you. I want you. No, not tonight. I think that it's only been a day. You can wait longer. And don't. Make sure you don't come. Go ahead and rub that pussy a little bit for me, though. Give that clit just a couple of small little rubs. Just enough to get you panting. Squeeze those nipples for me. I know you like that. Oh, but don't come. Oh, no. No. Not until I want you to. Good morning. Oh, it's Sunday morning, isn't it? Are you on your way to church? Somehow I doubt that's the case. Not sure they'd let a sinner like you through the doors anyway. And if you did, I have the feeling that you might be slightly distracted instead of listening to the sermon. You might be imagining me undressing you, Licking your body. Making you come. Bending you over. Sliding that dildo so far into you. Make your toes curl. Not exactly a sermon-friendly series of ideas, let's just put it that way. So instead, I imagine that you are wandering around your house, waiting for my next voicemail, waiting desperately, desperately for me to tell you to come over. To tell you it's time and that I'm ready. But it's not quite time yet, is it? Thought I'd send you another voicemail. Maybe you should take a shower. You know I like it when you're fresh and clean. Are you excited when I say that? Do you think that it means that I'm going to ask you to come over? I guess it has been many, many hours, most of which I assume that you've been wet and dripping, thinking of me, thinking of how badly you want to come, asking yourself, why am I even listening to her? Why don't I just get myself off and be done with it? But you know the answer to that. Because you want to see where I'm taking you. You want to go wherever it is, I'm ready to lead you. And you should. Why don't you go ahead and take that shower? I just thought I'd send you another voicemail. Let you know that I'm currently in my bedroom, lying naked on my bed, thinking about, well, I'm thinking about you. And I'm thinking about all of the dirty, naughty, wonderful things I want to do to you. And I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, it's time for you to come over. Because I think that you've been wet and horny and ready long enough. I think it's time. Be at my door in a half an hour. Ah, there you are. Come on in. why don't you take off that jacket for me? Oh, so you did find something. Satiny and lavender. That color is just right on you. I do like that. Come here. Are you excited? Are you ready? I can tell by the way. By the way you're looking at me that you are so ready. I bet you're already wet. Why don't I just reach down in between your legs? Yes. You are wet. I knew you'd be game for this. I knew you'd come here wet and ready. All right. Well, why don't we go back to the bedroom? I know you'll be excited once you see what we've got back there. As we walk back to the bedroom, I admire the way that negligee rides slightly up your ass, showing me just a little hint of what's underneath, and I can't resist. I give you a smack. Oh, that's nice. Don't look so surprised. I know you like it. Get on the bed. That's right, on all fours. Yeah. Oh, these cute little bikini panties. They've got to go. I need full access to you. So, go ahead and slide those off for me, would you? No, you can leave the heels on. You know I like that. I'm almost predictable now, aren't I? Almost. And take a moment to appreciate how good you look on all fours on my bed. It's quite the sight. That lavender negligee. Pushed up. I can see that nice round ass of yours. So smackable. And delicious. And I can see your pussy too. And I can tell just from looking. If I hadn't already touched it, I'd be able to tell how wet you are. How excited you are on all fours on my bed. You've been waiting for this. And maybe you think that it's time for you to come. But I think that first, I might need to give that ass of yours a little spanking. Because it just looks so cute. You want more, don't you? Ask me for it. Yeah. Oh. Got a nice red handprint on your butt now. Looks even prettier than before. Maybe you need a paddling. Do you think you're up for that? Just a little bit. I like the way your butt turns all pink when I hit it. Oh, just a couple more. One more good one, I think. Oh, that wasn't good enough. That's okay, I'm gonna kiss it, make it better. And get behind you on the bed. Position myself. Give your cheek a bite. And then start to lick all around. Your ass is so warm where I've been hitting it. I can feel the heat from your pussy too. Baby, you're hot. I use my finger. Tease along your lips as my tongue circles your asshole. You like that, don't you? I I bet you never thought you'd be on my bed on all fours while I'm licking your asshole and fingering your pussy. That's because you didn't have the imagination I did. I thought about this for a long time. I've always known that you would be so much fun to fuck in so many ways. That I would love the sounds you'd make as I press my tongue against you, lap at your asshole. You like getting room, don't you? What a dirty girl. Your pussy's dripping right now. I don't want to finger fuck you too much because I don't want you to come quite yet, but you feel so good. You're so wet and hot. Your pussy's clenching around my fingers like it's begging for more. Not yet. Oh, not yet. Oh, but you do look so good like this. I think it's time for me to get naked. I'm wearing entirely too many clothes right now. I pull off my top, unbutton my bra, press my naked breasts against your butt. Rub. I love the way my skin feels against yours. Oh, so good. I take my fingernails and I lightly scratch down the length of your back. Tell me, do you want to come? I want to hear you say it. Again, say it again. I love hearing you say that. Do you want me to fuck you? Is that what you've been waiting for? You want me to strap it on? Fuck you until you're crying because it hurts? I think that's exactly what you want. And maybe I'll give it to you. But you have to ask nicely. Like a good little girl. Well, that is good. Alright, I guess I could give you the cock. I know that's what you want. And that's what I want to give you, too. I slide off the bed, go to the closet, grab the harness, and the nice, thick, long dildo I know you like, the one I know you've been aching to get fucked by. I slide the harness on. Adjust the buckles. You're still on all fours, but you've moved so you can see what I'm doing as I strap on the harness. I come over to the side of the bed. Lick it. Suck this cock. Such a good little slut. Oh, God. You're such a hot piece of ass. I always knew you would be. Aren't you glad that you finally found somebody who can fuck you like you need to be fucked? That's right. Don't stop. I didn't say to stop. Yeah. Keep sucking my cock, baby. Mm. That's good. All right. Now swing that pretty ass of yours around. That's right. Feet on the floor, bent over the bed. That's right. That's how I'm gonna fuck you. You look so good. I can't resist leaning down, taking another long lick along your slit. I love the way you taste. Your pussy is perfect. And I can't wait to fuck it raw. I position myself behind you. And you can feel the head of the dildo pressing against you. Tell me you want my cock. Yeah. Beg me for it. Tell me you've never wanted anything more than for me to fill you with this cock right now. That's good. And with one quick motion, I slide all the way inside you. Yes. What a good girl. And I start stroking. Long, strong strokes. My hips thrusting against you in a slow but strong rhythm. That's right. You can play with your clit if you want while I fuck you. While this big, thick cock fucks you. If that's what you want to do, baby, go right ahead and do that. I'm just gonna keep on fucking you. And I want you to come. I want you to come like a good little girl. Again and again and again on my cock. Yeah. God, you look so hot. And you make the best sounds. You want me to fuck you harder? You want it harder, baby? Yeah. I can do that. I can grab your hips and pull you back into each thrust so I can feel you straining against me. Yeah. You take that slut. Take it. Take all that cock. That's what you want. God, what a slut you are. You're so hot. God. I grab your hair with one hand and your shoulder with the other as I start to really pound into you. You like it like that, don't you? Yeah, I want you pussy to be raw. Raw for me fucking you. Yes. Oh, God. God, what a little slut you are. Come for me again. Oh, this is what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted to come on the end of my cock? Come for me again. Yes. Yes. Suddenly I pull out and I can hear you whimper. On your back. You flip over immediately. And I take your ankles and I throw your legs up over my shoulders. And I wrap my arms around your legs, and I keep thrusting into you. I want to see your face. When you come this time, I want to see your face. Yes. That's it. Oh, God, yeah. Such a little slut you are. God, you're so hot. Oh, fuck, I love fucking you. Yes. Yes, come for me. Oh, come for me. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, God. I love the sounds you make. I stop and I drop to my knees and press my face against your pussy. And I lick all of your hot cum. Letting it fill my mouth. You taste so incredible. Was it worth the wait?